WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. Today we're diving into something super important, something that trips us up more often than we'd like to admit. We're talking about the art of self-forgiveness, letting go of those pesky feelings of guilt and shame that can really drag us down. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible weight from past mistakes? You know that feeling when a little voice in your head keeps replaying, "Ugh, I should have done that differently," or "Why did I even do that?" Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Holding on to guilt and shame is like clinging to a broken umbrella in a rainstorm. It's not going to protect you. It's just going to leave you feeling drenched and miserable. So how do we break free from this cycle? How do we learn to forgive ourselves, move forward, and actually feel lighter? Today, I'm sharing 5 key takeaways that can help you on your journey towards self-forgiveness. 1. Understand your mistakes. This sounds simple, but it's crucial. Don't just dwell on the what of your mistake, really unpack the why. What were the circumstances? What were you feeling? Understanding the context can help you see things more objectively and with a little less harsh self-judgment. Remember, we're human and humans make mistakes. That's part of the learning process. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel bad about your mistakes. Sadness, regret, even anger are all valid emotions. Suppressing them only makes them fester and build up. Acknowledge those feelings, let yourself feel them fully, but don't let them consume you. Think of it like acknowledging a storm cloud. It's there, but you don't have to be swallowed by it. 3. Take responsibility. This is about owning your actions without dwelling on blame. Say to yourself, "Yes, I made this mistake," and then focus on what you can learn from it. Instead of saying, "I messed up," try reframing it as, "I made a choice that didn't work out as planned, but now I know better for next time." This shift in perspective can be incredibly powerful. 4. Make amends where possible. If your mistake hurts someone else, sincerely apologize and try to make things right. Actions speak louder than words, so follow through with your apology whenever possible. This doesn't mean you have to fix everything perfectly, but taking genuine steps towards making amends shows that you care about the impact of your actions. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is where the real magic happens. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend who made a similar mistake. Remember, everyone stumbles, everyone falls short sometimes. It's how we pick ourselves up, learn from our experiences, and move forward that truly matters. Let me tell you a story about this. A few years back, I was organizing a big event for a nonprofit I volunteer with. It was a huge undertaking, and under pressure, I made a scheduling error that messed things up for everyone involved. I felt terrible. Guilt and shame were weighing on me like a ton of bricks. But then I stopped and took a deep breath. I apologized to everyone affected, acknowledged my mistake, and learned from it. I even offered to help make things right in any way I could. It wasn't easy, but through self-compassion and taking responsibility, I eventually moved past the guilt and came out stronger on the other side. So remember, letting go of guilt and shame is a journey, not a destination. There will be setbacks, there will be days when it feels harder than others. But keep practicing these key takeaways. Understand your mistakes, acknowledge your feelings, take responsibility, make amends where possible, and most importantly, treat yourself with kindness and compassion. You deserve it. And remember, every day is a fresh start. Use today to release the weight of past mistakes and embrace the opportunity to move forward with clarity and purpose. Now go out there and conquer the world, one act of self-forgiveness at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, stay powerful, stay stoic, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.